This is the Bartholomew Town Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Navigant Credit Union. As Rhode Island's first ever member-owned credit union, Navigant Credit Union has been a staple in the local business community for more than 108 years. Today, Navigant is a $3.4 billion institution serving more than 136,000 members across 25 physical branch locations. But since its founding in 1915, the mission has never changed. Navigant Credit Union's team of financial professionals have remained committed to improving the financial well-being of the families, businesses, and communities they serve across Rhode Island. Learn more at NavigantCU.org. All right, everybody, welcome back in to another edition of Financial Well-Being presented by Navigant Credit Union. This is our monthly segment focused on the ins and outs of the very broad topic of financial literacy, something that you know, you hear more and more these days people saying should be taught in all levels of education, and definitely wasn't when I was in middle or high school or anything like that. Today, we're talking about a topic that I think a lot of industry and a lot of sectors can learn a great deal from, and that is what the future of physical brick and mortar banking locations looks like and means. And we're joined by Navigant Credit Union Senior Vice President and Chief Retail Banking and Experience Officer, the one and only Mike Matone. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bill. It's so great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, a pleasure. So big news. I was there for the announcement, and not really an announcement, just the actual opening of your first location in Providence. Tell us about the new branch.
Yeah, the new branch located at 179 West River Street is Navigant's first location in the city of Providence. It is our 25th branch location overall. We're happy to cut the ribbon with you, Mayor Smalley, and a number of our friends in the community and business leaders, and just really excited. It's formerly the Postal Government Employees Federal Credit Union location. We acquired that credit union earlier this year. And now it is officially open as a Navigant location, and we're already seeing some great traffic and great feedback from all of our members.
You know, it's interesting because a lot of banks and credit unions to a certain extent are, and I think, again, we can extrapolate this out to a lot of different sectors, but you're seeing a consolidation or a closing of physical locations. This is not the case with Navigant. You guys have a different strategy here that is moving in the other direction, opening new branches, it seems, just about every year. So talk about that strategy and why it's important to you as an organization to have a physical brick and mortar location and more of them.
Yeah, you know, Bill, I think our strategy is similar to some other people in the sector, but our execution is a little bit different because of our mission. You know, our mission is to improve financial well-being of the lives of our families, businesses, and our communities. And for us, accessibility is more than just what you can get on a phone. But it's that accessibility for a human that you can sit with and talk to and figure out what you need individually to achieve your life goals through, you know, sound financial well-being. Having more physical branch locations allows us to have more accessibility for people in all of our communities throughout the state of Rhode Island, so they can go find someone they can talk to and they can trust, have a consultative conversation about their needs and their goals. And that matters to people. You know, a lot of people don't want to do that over the telephone or through an app. You know, they want to look somebody in their eyes and really get that peace of mind that they're going to get taken care of the right way.
What are some of the trends that you're seeing with your membership in terms of, are there any specific routines or habits that people seem to by and large have that they prefer to do in person versus digital or on smartphones?
Yeah. So a lot of trends that we see with our members, there's two that really stick out. You know, one is issue resolvement or question answering, right? If they have a question or unsure about something or see something that may not be, you know, normal to their routine of their day-to-day, week-to-week, and month-to-month banking, their preference is to talk to someone or see somebody because they don't want it just to be resolved or they don't want their question answered. They want to be able to have the next question answered and the next question answered. So based on the complexity of the issue or the question that they have, you know, their preference is to come in and talk to somebody, you know, if they're not calling on the telephone. The other one, quite frankly, is larger transactions. So if someone has a large transaction they're making, whether it be deposit, withdrawal, or otherwise, you know, they want to be able to sit down with someone and make sure that they're doing it correctly, that there's not going to be any issue with it in the long run. And typically those larger transactions are coupled with some other need, and it's a lot easier for them to come in and speak with someone so that, again, it's not just that single point in time thing that they're looking to get done. It's the things that are coming after it that they can kind of get a head start on. You know, we think that's important too, because when you talk about financial well-being, you want to be proactive, you know, with your finances, not be reactive with your finances.
Yeah. And it also, obviously, by being in person, it helps you establish those relationships, those not only institutional relationships, but human relationships. And just like any aspect of your well-being, you know, if you have a relationship with your banker or a specialist, it just makes life smoother. It just makes you can develop a template for how you want to go about things and a strategy into the long term.
Yeah, it does. You know, we've seen in a post-COVID society that, you know, a lot of customer preference is yes, right? So it's like, do you want the human element or do you want the digital? And the answer is both, right? When I need it, when I prefer it. And, you know, we've really dove into that high-tech, high-touch approach here at Navigant, where we want to provide people with amazing digital tools when they want and need those tools, but also amazing personal human customer service when people prefer and want that type of service. They can get that at 25 locations, which is really great in the state of Rhode Island.
Kind of sort of shifting gears, just extrapolating out a little bit right now. So just from your standpoint, in terms of as we head into 2024 and we look back on this year, what's the biggest change that you've or trend that you've seen in your sector that is of interest to the consumer? Maybe not sort of the inside baseball, but is it sort of this split in the digital physical space, or is there something else that you sense that Navigant is kind of on the cutting edge of in terms of just a shift in the credit union banking sector?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing we saw is the amount of options that consumers have had with and for their money, right? Especially in the last year. We've seen, you know, a lot of non-traditional entities, you know, really enter the space to try and tell people that, hey, you know, you can put your money with me. The Apple Savings account is a prime example of this. And what we saw at Navigant is, you know, our focus on human relationships and taking care of people, in addition to having the digital, you know, we actually saw growth in our member deposits when a lot in our industry, you know, may have not seen that growth. And a lot of that was because of trust. So a lot of non-banking competition, a very competitive environment for folks, great for consumers. And, you know, here at Navigant, we tried to stay on the cutting edge of, you know, being where we needed to be in terms of providing members with the rates and products and services that they wanted to safeguard their money in, you know, a really challenging economy right now.
Last question, any tease on where the next Navigant location may be?
Well, you know, I have a map of, but, you know, I'm actually new to Rhode Island. I am a transplanted New Yorker. Yep. So, you know, really getting to learn the area, love it here. I have a big map of Rhode Island in my office, and we're pretty well covered. So we'll continue to look at some of those other areas. And we do utilize a really quantitative and qualitative approach to look at where we're going to go next. You know, we recognize that Providence was a need for us. We're super excited. We're going to spend a lot of time and energy to make sure that the city of Providence knows that Navigant is here and here to stay. And we'll look at our membership data, you know, data of the state of Rhode Island, and then just really talk to our people and see where we need to go next. But once we know where it is, Bill, you'll be one of the first.
Beautiful.
To know.
I look forward to the next ribbon cutting, perhaps. Well, maybe in Elmwood, Providence, where I am right now. That'd be helpful. But Mike, thanks as always. And
And I will say, Bill, that's the biggest thing that we see from our customers is everybody would love an ATM in their backyard. That's not always the case, but we think our 25 locations is a good start.
Yeah, it actually isn't. To be honest, I was noting the other day when I was at the opening, what a good location you've selected, because one, it's sort of the bridge between the Blackstone Valley in Northern Rhode Island and Providence, that part of Providence up there on,
and I don't even know what neighborhood you would call it. It's behind Smith Hill and sort of that Branch Avenue area. It's an interesting spot over by the post office, but also it's a great place because you can park, and by not being downtown, that becomes an issue a lot of times for financial institutions. I can say that from firsthand experience. So I'm looking forward to using that parking lot that you have as well. Mike, thanks so much for your time. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. And we'll talk to you next year.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great holiday and New Year.